This is Between the Lines, WMUK's weekly look at books and writers. I'm Zenta Astars. Hedy Habra is a poet and writer of Lebanese origin, born in Egypt. She writes poetry and fiction in French, Spanish, and English, and has published more than 200 poems and short stories in numerous journals and anthologies. She teaches Spanish at Western Michigan University. Habra's poetry collection, Tea in Heliopolis, recently won the USA Best Book Award, and her story collection, Flying Carpets, was a finalist. I talked to Habra about the many influences on her work, from various languages and cultures, war and the loss of home, to the Michigan landscape.
I believe that when you not know many languages, but when you live these languages, they become an inherent part of your personality, and therefore there are many stories that want to get out at the same time. They're like at the crossroads. It's like when I look sometimes for a word, and it comes in two, three different languages, or sometimes I can't find the one I want, but they will come in another language. So I think it gives me the opportunity of saying things in a very personal way, expressing my experiences, but having within me different facets of my personality. When I write a poem in French or in Spanish, or in English, I feel like it's as though different writers were writing them. And sometimes I do write poems, they come to me in different languages. And as I revise or try to translate a poem into another language, I feel like I discover new metaphors, because it's impossible to really reproduce the original. And these new metaphors sometimes, I feel that they can help me improve the original poem. So I end up like communicating vessels. I keep up working back and forth, back and forth. So I think it is an advantage, but it is also a means of reconciling all those facets that really construct your identity. Many of these poems stem from memories of my family, my father, my mother, my grandmother who used to live with us. But also, many poems cover the war in Lebanon, the losses that we experienced when we left, mainly the loss of a country. And there are many, many poems about Michigan. And so the entire collection is really informed by my Michigan experience, because I've lived here since 81. So it's been a long time.
And if you could read a selection from your poetry collection.
I'll read precisely a poem that is inspired by my gardening and my backyard. And it's titled Blue Heron. An Egyptian sculpture lost in the northern wilderness, the blue heron stands out in the whitened landscape, mimics an ibis's fixed stare, studies the frozen creek, sensing trembling gills beneath the transparent sheet. But why land in my backyard, I wonder, where no lotus ever grows? Unless he sees his own ancestral roots in my wide open eyes lined with coal, and knows that water from the Nile still runs in my veins since birth. In warmer seasons, he has seen me feed the silverfish, tend the vegetable garden, bend over perennials springing stronger each year, add more seeds, making this our home, where we've lived the longest ever. Today, he saw me walk in circles, in the stillness of barren trees, over crisp snowflakes, masking all signs of life. The forget-me-nots throbbing under their icy coat, scintillating a thousand suns, opening a dam of flowing memories of sunnier shores, promises of blossoms to come. Until suddenly, as if pulsated by an engine, statuesque, the migrant bird deploys gigantic wings, disappears through the dead branches.
This is Between the Lines on WMUK. I'm Zinta Astars. I'm talking with Hedy Habra, the author of Tea in Heliopolis. Yet another influence on Habra's work is her love of painting and the visual arts. Her upcoming work, in fact, is called Under Brushstrokes, Poetry Written to Paintings.
Well, Under Brushstrokes a collection that I've been working on for several years now, and it is all inspired by works of art. And it will be published, it will be released in the fall of 2015. But I have many poems inspired by paintings and works of art in Tea in Heliopolis, because my mother was a painter, and I write a lot about her. But there are also some ekphrastic poetry, too, in Tea in Heliopolis. But painting is an intrinsic part of me. I spend my time in museums as much as I can, and I love painting. I've been trying to do Chinese painting for the past few years, but I've painted for the past 35 years in different medium. So Under Brushstrokes really allows me to have more freedom. This collection is not linked to any time, to any place. It's all about the paintings. So each the poems are going to be surreal. And if it is inspired by surreal painters like Magritte or Dalí or by a cubist painting by Picasso, the writing is going to reflect the movement or the painting itself. But of course, an ekphrastic poem does not need to follow so closely the original painting. It is really a response, an emotional response to a work of art and what we make of it. And I really am very, very visual. So it has been a pleasure. I keep on writing poems inspired by art, even in different manuscripts in progress.
You've been listening to WMUK's Between the Lines, our weekly look at books and writers. I've been talking with Hedy Habra, the author of Tea in Heliopolis. I'm Zinta Astars. Join us every Tuesday at this time for Between the Lines. Thanks for listening.